making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work.
You don't want to be left out, right?
Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, got a whole list of movies and TV shows that are... I need to clear my throat. I don't know what's going on there. That are going to be confirmed and back to production. First up, John Wick 4 and 5.
Wow.
Yep. So Lionsgate did an earnings call, confirmed that 4 and 5 are back to production, and that the fourth installment should be released on Memorial Day next year. And then also planning on releasing the fifth one before the year is up.
Jeez.
Of 2021. Wow. Yeah. The three films so far have already raked in $584 million.
Wow.
Dirty Dancing. A new version of Dirty Dancing is confirmed coming out.
I don't know how excited I am about that.
Well, back in 1987, it raked in $218 million at the box office.
Correct. It's a classic. Leave it.
That was big.
Why do you need to remake it?
Well, because it only cost them $5 million to make it. That's why. They're looking at those numbers going,
Didn't they learn their lesson by remaking Footloose?
Correct. So, yeah.
There's no word on the release date of that one. Next one up, Knight Rider, everybody. Michael Knight and his car Kit are coming back to the big screen. No word on who's going to be playing David Hasselhoff.
I'm just saying, if it's not going to be David.
It should be David Hasselhoff. It's going to be directed by the same guy who did Aquaman, though.
Oh, okay.
So if you saw Aquaman and you liked that, then you should like this one. Amazon is making a League of Their Own TV series, and it's going to be a version of their own.
Nice.
So it's going to be like a reinterpretation of the 1992 movie of the Women's Professional Baseball League.
There's no crying in baseball.
Mindy knows all the quotes.
I love movies.
I don't even need YouTube. Mindy knows all the quotes.
Great movie.
And then Steve Harvey is back to production with recording Family Feud episode.
Oh, yay.
So
he's awesome at hosting that.
Show's going into its 22nd season in September. So,
wow.
Mindy and I have spent hours watching the funny takes from Family Feud. She introduced it to me. I was like, I'm not going to like this. And then we sat there for hours like watching it. What do you got, Mindy?
So the CDC is literally begging you, do not drink hand sanitizer. Health officials are warning that methanol poisoning is not an acceptable ingredient.
Are people doing this on accident or
on purpose? It sounds like it. I mean, fortunately, it's not been here, even in the Midwest. There's been 15 cases of methanol poisoning reported in New Mexico and Arizona. And basically, four people have died. Three have suffered terrible seizures. Others that have had seizures, loss of consciousness, stomach issues, or loss of vision. Yeah, it's not to drink.
True story. I keep a bottle of hand sanitizer in my cup holder in my truck. And I've been driving around before going, man, I'm kind of thirsty. And never once have I looked down at it and been like, that's a good idea. What else you got?
Going along with the coronavirus stuff, you know, of course, most school has been starting and there's some going virtual and so forth. A mom from Boca Raton, Florida, created a network for homeschooling after some families needed some help. It's called Homeschool Roomies. It launched last week, has options for you to join different groups to help you navigate the school year that'll be a little different.
It's
obviously
a website, right?
Yes, it's a free website. So if you're looking for help,
it's Homeschool Homies.
Homeschool Roomies.
Roomies. That would have been cool. Homeschool Homies. Is it a .com? Like, what's the website?
It doesn't give it.
Right,
I'm
just
assuming.
Google it.
Yeah, Homeschool Roomies.
Just
and
Google it.
Finally, the Viva Las Office package in Las Vegas has been bumped up even more. It's, you know, starting at $100 a night at MGM. They want to get you there so bad that you'll get your very own executive assistant, basically your concierge throughout your stay, as well as a food and beverage credit, a poolside massage, and access to a cabana to use for your Zoom calls.
All right.
So I think we need to do a show in Vegas for a week.
One person can go at a time, because when we had one person out doing it remotely, it sounded all right. When we had both of us out, I didn't like the way it sounded. I didn't think it sounded very good. So
okay, I'll go.
All right. we'll alternate. You go one week, I'll go the next week.
Okay.
CW can run the board.
Of course, I don't get to go.
He doesn't get to go.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.